И така, ето го, сега Били на нашата гореща линия. Hey Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Well, amazingly well. First question is not regarding Biohazard, which obviously is the reason for having you with us today, but because the last time we spoke was about Suicide City. Tell us, what is going on with Suicide City these days?
Well, actually, it's going great. We got a new DVD we just finished. It's live at CBGB's. It was an awesome show, and got a lot of tour footage and funny Suicide City stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Great. We got a new record coming out. And that'll be out in the winter, maybe early spring. And we're just plugging along. It's between, you know, sorting out the details of the record company and things like that. I'm doing the Biohazard reunion, which is also going great. So it's, I'm a busy man and juggling. It's kind of like having two girlfriends, you know?
Попитах го добре преди да започнем да говорим за Biohazard, да говорим за Suicide City, защото това беше последния повод да говорим с теб. Той каза, между другото, с Suicide City нещата са много добре. Издаваме DVD концерт, записан в CBGB, беше невероятно. Освен това имаме и нов албум, който ще излезе през зимата или през пролета, но е ясно, че съм много заети с Biohazard. Чувствам се като човек с две любовници, две гаджета. Well, the mandatory question is, how does it feel to be with the all partners in crime back together 20 years after actually you formed Biohazard?
Excuse me, it feels great, man. It's we played last night in New York City, and I'm a little sick. We had a big party last night after the show, so pardon me if I'm coughing and hacking up everywhere, but it's going great. It's great to play together with the guys again. You know, we're brothers from different mothers, and I never thought it would be possible that we should get together, but we feel like we're 19 again, so it's a good thing, you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Great experience, and it's great to be with friends again, you know.
Великолепно е това, че сме отново заедно, защото знаете, че те се събраха отново. Попитахме го какво е. Той каза, имахме концерт в Нью Йорк с нощи. Беше невероятно. Извинете, ако кашлям малко, но е ясно защо. Well, I'm sure that as the tour is packed so far, that people are eager to go and see the original Biohazard back together again. But I'm sure that in their heads, the heads of the fans, and I'm sure that you have to answer this question, obviously, every night. Are you guys planning to have a new studio record together?
I'm not sure what's going to happen. We talk about a lot of different things. I think that, for me, I'm very, cautious about the business side of the music industry. I think having all my passion and energy going to Suicide City and starting over, you know, in a band and, you know, carrying no crew and doing our own equipment and things like that, it kind of brought me back to, you know, the beginning of Biohazard, where at the time with Biohazard, we didn't know anything. We were like young, you know, kids that had no knowledge of the music industry. And our whole career just got, you know, completely we got fucked. So I'm really cautious and careful, more educated, and I think that if we did ever do anything with Biohazard, it would probably be on our own label, on our own terms, by our own rules, not by someone else's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Попитах го добре, да, ясно е, че сега, когато турнето ви е пълно, смисъл, имате толкова много концерти и ясно, че хората изперкват от кеф да ви гледат, но съм сигурен, че в главите на всички ферове и ви задава тези въпроси непрекъснато, дали ще има нов студиен албум на Biohazard. Той каза, не знам какво ще се случи, но аз изключително много внимавам от бизнес гледната точка на нещата, защото е ясно, че сега слагам цялата си енергия и емоции и всичко в моята група Suicide City. Когато започвахме Biohazard преди 20 години, тогава всъщност не знаехме абсолютно нищо. Сега обаче вече не сме тези малки момчета, знаем доста неща и ще бъдем изключително, изключително внимателни, но наистина не знам какво ще се случи. Well, through the years... Yeah, go ahead.
Let me tell you this. I can tell you this, though, as far as anything that is coming out for Biohazard, we are definitely going to release a bunch of things that we never released before. There's a lot of... I don't know why things... I mean, there's some reasons why we didn't release them, but now that we're back together, I know that why we didn't release it, because it wasn't the right time. We made a lot of early stuff with Bobby. We did a live... We have a live DVD that's going to come out. So so there are going to be things that come out from Biohazard, and that I'm really excited for.
Mm-hmm. Той каза, нека да добави и нещо, че така или иначе обаче е сигурно, че ще издадем някои неща, които по една или друга причина, самият аз не знам защо, не успяхме да издадем през годините. Ще има и концерт на TVD, и още от старите неща с Боби Хембъл, и съм сигурен, че ще бъде изключително. Well, this is actually the 20th anniversary reunion tour. Are the crowd singing happy birthday to you?
In their own hardcore Biohazard way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, with playing songs that made, in my opinion, Biohazard famous, you know? People that, a lot of our first three records were what, that was the part with Bobby, and that's like the real heart and soul of Biohazard. Even though we had a lot of great moments, and I'm proud of everything that we did, for me, Biohazard is and always will be, the four of us, Billy, Bobby, Danny, and Evan. So to be back playing those classic songs together again, everything that we play, everyone's like, wow, they're playing that. It's amazing. And a lot of young kids that weren't able to see Biohazard, with Bobby, or Biohazard period, get a chance to see a band that in a lot of ways, we were forefathers in a lot of styles and a lot of unique things that we brought to hardcore and metal. So it's all been good. It's been great. It's awesome. And we're looking forward to coming to, to Europe.
Окей, попитах го добре, това все пак е турнето, в което се събирате за 20-тия рожден ден, откакто групата започва. Дали публиката в края ви пее винаги честит рожден ден? Той каза да, в известен хардкор начин, смисъл го правят, защото има много млади агенти, малки пичове, които никога не са гледали Biohazard с Боби, защото в крайна сметка за мен Biohazard винаги ще бъде Дани, Били, т.е. аз, Боби и Иван. Така че наистина това се получава изключително. Well, when the band was not together, who of the other three guys was the closest to you? And actually, who got the idea for this reunion?
We're all close, Even though we've got different things, we're close, And Biohazard we never really had any kind of issues each other, and it's always been like this respect thing that we had, that Evan did his own thing, I did my thing, and started up Suicide City, Danny does his own thing, but Danny and I live, in the same neighborhood, we have kids that play together, we own a studio together called Underground Sound Studios, and we've been, I would say probably had the most contact over the years, but now that we're back together again, we're hanging out more often, and that was like the first important thing that had to happen for Biohazard.
Okay.
We had to become friends again and hang out together more before we could actually go on tour and play together. So that was a great thing. As far as the idea, if you want to translate that, I'll continue next with the how it got back together.
Mm-hmm. Попитах го добре, да, и ясно е, че всъщност вие сте много близки приятели и четиримата, дори в някакви моменти да не сте били заедно, но всъщност кой от останалите трима ти е най-близкият приятел и на кой всъщност му хрумна идеята да съберете групата отново заедно? Той каза, естествено, аз изпитвам огромно уважение и с всичките тези сме били изключително близки, другите трима през цялото това време, но Дани всъщност живее в абсолютно същия квартал като моят, децата ли си играят заедно, освен това и заедно имаме едно студио и така. So, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so tell us more about the tour. Obviously, after finishing the US leg of it, you're coming to Europe. So, what is the feedback before even starting the tour, because I believe that you have lots of mail and stuff getting from the European fans.
Yeah, it's been I think a lot of people were shocked. I was shocked, but I think a lot of people were kind of like waiting for this to happen one day. And for me, I wanted this to happen years ago with Bobby, and it never happened. And I gave up, started to give up hope. And once I gave up hope that it would happen, we'd get back together with Bobby, it's kind of like, well, if you know what? It's never going to happen. And so I kind of mentally just put it out of my mind. So it was a bigger shock for me when the idea came up. And then I got a phone call that that Evan and Bobby were hanging out together. They had dinner one night. And that was the biggest thing. I didn't think that it would be possible that they could get back together. But what we realized was when we split up years ago, a lot of things, like, you know, one person, you know, is under the assumption that this happened, and the other guy thinks this happened, and the other person's, I thought you said this and you said that, and basically we're like, you know what, fuck everybody else. Where this is what the deal was. When you get a chance to kind of like get back together and talk face to face, man to man, then you really see, okay, wow, what I thought happened was not reality. And it was cool to be good friends again and hang out and laugh. This is like a fucking dream come true for us.
Mm-hmm. Събирането ни всъщност е нещо като една сбъдната мечта, защото аз му казах ясно, че сега идвате и в Европа, и съм сигурен, че получавате изключително много съобщения, мейли и така нататък от феновете тук. Какви са реакциите? Той каза, всички са шокирани, самият аз бях шокиран, защото винаги съм искал това да се случи, винаги съм искал да се съберем с Боби, но през всичките тези години някакси в мен, при положение, че това не се случи при няколко възможности, си мислих, Господи, това никога няма да се случи. В един момент обаче разбрах, че Еван и Боби са излезли, видели се заедно, вечерили са, и всъщност това е, каквито и проблеми да е имало, сега сме лице в лице, мъжки разговор, и всъщност ето, събрахме се отново, много се забавляваме, има смях, закачки и веселие, така че съм изключително щастлив. Okay, so thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for the time, man. I'm looking forward to coming back there, and hopefully everybody will drink some vodka with me.
For sure, and the vodka is gonna be on me.
Yeah, the what?
The vodka is gonna be on me.
All right, brother.
So, interview's over. Listen, I didn't ask you any political questions on a purpose, though America is so fucking political these days.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, brother. Take care. Peace.
You too. Ciao.
Ciao.